In the control room, Arnold turned to Wu.
What do you think the kid saw?
I think it must have been an Authie. Arnold nodded.
We have trouble tracking Authies because they spend so much time in the trees.
The Authies were an exception to the usual minute-to-minute control they maintained over the animals. The computers were constantly losing and picking up the Authies as they went into the trees and then came down again.
What burns me, Hammond said, is that we have made this wonderful park, this fantastic park, and our very first visitors are going through it like accountants, just looking for problems. They aren't experiencing the wonder of it at all.
That's their problem, Arnold said. We can't make them experience wonder. The intercom clicked and Arnold heard a voice drawl.
John, this is the NB over at the dock. We haven't finished offloading, but I'm looking at that storm pattern south of us. I'd rather not be tied up here if this chop gets any worse.
Arnold turned to the monitor showing the cargo vessel, which was moored at the dock on the east side of the island. He pressed the radio button.
How much left to do, Jim? Just the three final equipment containers. I haven't checked the manifest, but I assume you can wait another 2 weeks for it. We're not well berthed here, you know, and we're 100 miles offshore. You're requesting permission to leave?
Yes, John.
I want that equipment, Hammond said. That's equipment for the labs. We need it.
Yes, Arnold said, but you didn't want to put money into a storm barrier to protect the pier, so we don't have a good harbor. If the storm gets worse, the ship will be pounded against the dock. I've seen ships lost that way. Then you've got all the other expenses, replacement of the vessel, plus salvage to clear your dock, and you can't use your dock until you do.
Hammond gave a dismissing wave.
Get them out of there.
Permission to leave, Anby, Arnold said into the radio.
See you in 2 weeks, the voice said.
On the video monitor, they saw the crew on the decks, casting off the lines. Arnold turned back to the main console bank. He saw the land cruisers moving through fields of steam.
Where are they now? Hammond said.
It looks like the South Fields, Arnold said.
The southern end of the island had more volcanic activity than the north.
That means they should be almost to the Stegos. I'm sure they'll stop and see what Harding is doing.